This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right. So that was a lot. That was a lot to take in. That was heavy. So let's talk about, can we save it? We talked about the system and the indictment and where we are and the history of it and why we got here and what's America successful and all those things. And if you want to hear all that, you're going to have to go download the podcast because I'm not going to rehash everything. But can we save it? Can we stop it? I get that question all the time. Jesse, can we stop it? Can we stop it? I believe we can. Maybe, let me clarify. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we can't. History says it can be done, but it is very, very difficult to pull off. So I want to come back to this. World famous cheeseburger or world famous cookbook author, hear me out. Trump getting arrested, convicted, / jailed is good. Yes, it's horrible and shouldn't happen. But I don't see how Normie Norm wakes up until something drastic happens to show him this is a banana republic. It also may finally bring the low-T GOP to finally indict Biden and other Dems. Am I overlooking anything? No, actually, that's one of the great emails I've ever read. This is why we have a chance. I do believe our chance is fading, our opportunity is fading, I guess I should put it that way. But we do have a chance. I have been screaming, as you know, you've probably been screaming there with me, for GOP action. Aggressive, almost kind of ugly-looking GOP action now. Not tomorrow, not next year, not after the election. Right now, absurdly, almost grossly aggressive action. Almost action that makes you, me, a little uncomfortable. Oh, man, I don't know if I like that. I'm not comfortable with that. What kind of action have I been calling for? One, the Biden family, Joe Biden should be impeached. Again, now. Even if we didn't have all this new information about recordings and all these other things, Joe Biden should be impeached right now. But you know, look, it's not like we have to twist ourselves in knots to justify reasons to impeach him. Chris, if you wouldn't mind, number 11, this is Senator Chuck Grassley with some, this is a lot to take in. Go.
The 1023 produced to the House committees that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. The 1023 also indicates that then Vice President Joe Biden may have been involved in Burisma employing Hunter Biden. Based on the facts known to the Congress and the public, it's clear that the Justice Department, the FBI, haven't nearly had the same laser focus on the Biden family. What is U.S. Attorney Weiss doing with respect to these alleged Joe and Hunter Biden recordings that are apparently relevant to the high-stakes bribery scheme? Getting a full and complete 1023 is critical for the American people to know and understand the true nature of the document and to hold the Justice Department and the FBI accountable.
We have recordings of Joe Biden. Recordings of Joe Biden. Why has the impeachment proceeding not already begun? Today. Not even tomorrow. Today. They should be voting on impeachment now as we speak. We shouldn't even be listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. I should be cutting into the show doing it. It's journalist Jesse. We're going to go live to the House impeachment vote. That should be today. But the GOP won't. What else could be done? What else should be done at a state level if we want to avoid where we're going? Red states, specifically red state AGs, should be going after prominent Democrats. Find the crimes we know they've committed and begin prosecuting them now. Even ones that are maybe a little, man, I don't know that was maybe a little over the top. I don't think he did. I don't think that one warranted him being charged. You're not charging him specifically for his crime. You are either going to let Democrats know that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, or we're finished. Going on the news, going on Fox News every night like Lindsey Graham does and complaining about hypocrisy, pointing out double standards, doing the old, can you imagine if Republicans did this? What about Hillary? Hillary did stuff too, but you never prosecuted Hillary. That does nothing. Nothing. Communists only understand fear and pain because communists are religious zealots. Therefore, pointing out hypocrisy does nothing because he doesn't share your values. You don't want to be a hypocrite because you have some sort of a moral grounding. He has none. You could tell him he's a hypocrite. He could know he's a hypocrite. And actually, I'll take it a step further. He does know he's a hypocrite. It doesn't bother him at all. Telling the communist a hypocrite, or calling the communist a hypocrite and acting as if that's somehow going to shake him, is like walking up to me, you know, I'm 6'8", and telling me I'm tall. I would look at you and say, yeah, okay, it's who I am. I can't change it. I don't really want to change it. But why are you telling me something I already know? He understands he's a hypocrite, and yet that's all we get for the GOP. So what do we need? We need impeachment proceedings. We need GOP state AGs. Remember, our power right now is at the state level, the state level, the state level. We need state AGs going after Democrats. We need state police departments reorganizing themselves to create a wall between a frightening federal government and the citizens of their individual states. If the FBI wants to come into the state of Texas and arrest somebody, they should have to deal with the Texas Rangers first, who will thoroughly vet the charges and decide whether they will allow the FBI to walk into the state of Texas. But it has to be more than states like Texas. It has to be a coalition of red states, a coalition of red states banding together to fight against all of this evil. That's what it must be. That's what it must be. We must begin aggressive action now. You, but it's more than just them, it's you. We have to begin to take back our local office. Maybe the most blessed thing I've had happen over the past few days with this book tour flying all over the country is the people coming up to me who are now elected leaders in their community. State reps, trustees, school board, city council. You come up, there's nothing that makes me smile more. Jesse, I ran because of you and I won. Jesse, I ran because of you and I won. We must treat our communities, our cities, our counties as if they are a fort that needs repairs. The wall is crumbling and we must get elected and build it. If we want to stop this inevitable decline, if we want to stop the system disruptors getting destroyed and destroyed and destroyed and destroyed, we must begin aggressive action now. Credit to guys like J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is at least out there saying, hey, as long as this prosecution, persecution of Donald Trump goes on, no more Biden nominees get confirmed. None. Boom. They're all blocked. I'm done with it. And you know what's crazy? We'll get half the low-T GOP stepping up and saying, no, that's too far. Guys, I don't like that. Or they'll be super Trump haters, and they'll say, oh, it's just Trump. Oh, shut up. It's look at this MAGA crowd. Look how stupid the MAGA people are. They're so dumb. No, the time to dig in is right now. Because not only does it continue down from here, not only does that happen, as it continues down from here, the system gets more powerful and more evil. With every new thing they do to Trump and others, what they're doing is cementing their power. So we are on a time limit for aggressive action in order to possibly save this place. And with that, I'm going to let all this stuff go because there's all kinds of other stories I want to get to and things I want to talk about today. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember this. As we move forward, your self-defense is going to be even more your problem than it was before. That's just how it goes when corrupt systems start to come down around you. Do you have a hero gun yet? Does your mom, your sister, your daughter, your son, your husband, your father, do they have a hero arrow? Remember, the hero arrow is a little smaller, more shaped like a remote control than a gun shoots a pepper gel. The hero gun shoots pepper balls. It will stop a very evil, very bad man in his tracks, but it can't do any good if it's still a hero or if it's still in the packaging. Buy one and carry it with you. It's non-lethal. So even if you're not a gun guy or not a gun girl, you can carry it. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. All it requires is you going to hero2020.com, code Jesse to get yourself a discount and getting one. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and just because I'm out of town and away from my soundboard doesn't mean that we don't still have some really great breaking news courtesy of journalist Jesse. Chris, if you wouldn't mind, play cut two. Go.
Investments in Africa, for example. There's going to be a billion people in Africa very shortly.
Yeah, There's been a billion people in Africa for well over a decade, Joe. One more thing. I just decided on something. I decided it during the break. It's super advanced. You know how we do a super advanced, super heady show? Well, I've decided, you hear that? I'm going to start doing more crumbling of paper. I'm not sure in what context that I'm going to crumble the paper, but I've decided it's a good sound effect. It's really authentic. And I'm going to be a paper crumbler as well as an obfuscator, not to brag. Dear best-selling author, I heard you talking about buying local. My solution for years now is always to buy used stuff off of Craigslist whenever possible. Someone has exactly what you need in great condition for a great deal. Put cash directly into your community's hand. Look them in the eye. Share stories. Can't tell you how many times my lovely wife and I stayed talking about our country's decline, so on and so forth. His name is Curtis. Now, I have a story about Craigslist that I don't feel great about. But since it's just you and me, I feel like we should have talk. The wife and I got married. Some years ago, we got married. What was it, 15, 16 years ago? I don't know. I can't keep track of every date. All right, I'm too busy writing world-famous books. I can't keep track of every single date, but we get married. And you should know, I like animals. That's pretty well known by now. Certainly not some animal rights freak. Grew up hunting with my dad. Don't really hunt anymore. Just kind of grew out of it, but love to fish. But I love animals. I enjoy it. I don't like seeing animals suffer. I enjoy seeing animals in the wild. I just have always liked animals. I enjoy them, but certainly not an animal freak. Meaning when I drive down the road, if a bird flies out in front of my pickup truck and I splatter him and he ends up dead in the grill of my truck, I don't care. It's a bird. It means nothing to me. It did nothing for me. However, if I drive down the road, and a bird flies out in front of my pickup truck and I splatter him, and he ends up stuck in the grill of my pickup truck. Well, I guess I don't have a pickup truck. Anyway, you know what I mean. And the wife is in the car. She's going to be upset. Now, she's not going to burst out crying or something like that. She's not some freak, but she's going to be upset. It's going to be along the lines of, oh, no, the poor bird, that kind of thing. Very womany. So we get married, and I've decided, this is very early on, this is long before Fred came around, Fred the dog, I kind of decided that I didn't want pets anymore. She had had a cat before we got married. I definitely don't do cats. She gave away the cat before we got married. I did not ask her to do that, by the way. She gave away the cat. I don't do cats. I did not make that some kind of stipulation. She gave it away. We got married, no pets, and I decided I didn't want pets. And she was kind of along those same lines. I don't really want pets. It's not an anti-pet thing. We just wanted the freedom, newlyweds. I want to travel. If I want to leave town for a weekend, if I want to do this or that, I want the freedom. I wanted the freedom of not having an extra obligation. Make sense? All right. I'll get back to politics here in a few. I'm telling a story, so tough. But eventually, the pet gene, the animal-loving gene, she can't suppress it forever. Eventually, it comes creeping back into her. And she starts to ask me about pets. Should we get a pet? Maybe a pet. What kind of pet? Maybe a fish. Maybe I know you don't want a cat. We can't get a cat. Should we get this? Should we get that? And we haggle back and forth and haggle back and forth. We come to the conclusion that what we want are gerbils. We're going to get a couple gerbils. The thinking with a, what, Chris? Okay, Chris said why. All right, let me explain. Because I didn't want anything that was going to make a mess in the house. I didn't want anything that was a big obligation. I didn't really want anything that I ever had to deal with at all. Fill up their water, feed them. Get a couple gerbils. A couple gerbils. Or no, guinea pigs. They weren't gerbils. They were guinea pigs. Sorry, guinea pigs. We get a couple guinea pigs. Two guinea pigs. We put them in a cage. It's a big cage. We get them a big, nice cage. They're her guinea pigs. We very quickly soured on the guinea pigs. And I mean very quickly for a couple different reasons. Something I did not know is they bite. They will bite you. She wanted something because she's her. She wanted something she could take out and pet and kind of snuggle with. And that's who she is. And these things would bite you. It would pinch. It would hurt. They would bite you. They did it to me a couple of times. Oh, wow. What is this thing? And there was another part of it. And this part's a little bit gross. So I'm going to be careful how I explain this. You know how I just said I didn't want any mess to clean up in the house. I don't want to clean up fur and pee and poop and stuff like that. I just said I didn't want any of that. Right? Right? Well, the gerbils, they had a thing. They would obviously do their business in the cage. They would do their business in the cage. And then they would, because they wanted exercise, I'm sure, they would run around the cage. So they would just run around in circles. Well, I don't know if this is common or whether we had weird ones or whether we did something wrong, but they would run around the cage, and the things that were in the bottom of the cage, the little nuggies, they would fly out of the cage. So you come down to the cage and there's stuff all over the floor, gross stuff. So we made a decision. It was time to give them away. And this is when the decision got a little bit uncomfortable. And I will finish what I'm talking about here in just a moment. Before I get to that, I want to talk about this. I have had a chance recently. Actually, it was in Salt Lake. I had a chance to sit down with the Done For You Real Estate Boys. And you know how I've explained to you before that they share our values? Man, do they share our values. I watched them tear up discussing how they helped a man, a teacher, by the way. Don't think that you have to be super wealthy to get into this. They helped a teacher start with an investment property that grew to two. It grew to three. It eventually grew to 10. He passed away and left that to his son. Starts with one. Done For You Real Estate grew it to 10. And they will walk you through everything. You want to know how to do that? Build lasting wealth, a legacy to pass down? Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out. Doneforyoujesse.com. Go now.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I won't be here Friday. You need to email those right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Back to the guinea pig story. We got the guinea pigs. They made a mess. It's very early on in the marriage. We decided we didn't want them anymore. We decided we wanted to get them to a home, a good home. We're not going to do something mean and drop them off on the in the ditch or something somewhere. We wanted them to be alive and well taken care of. So that brings me to what this guy brought up, Craigslist. We put an ad up on Craigslist. Hey, got a couple guinea pigs, good health. They were in good health. We'd taken them to the vet and everything. They were good health, well fed, don't want them anymore. Who wants these guinea pigs? And maybe... you know, maybe this should have been the first red flag. You know how you can be too eager? You ever been too eager for something and it burns you? Or had someone else be too eager for something and it burned them, made you suspicious and burned them? Everyone's gone through that with a, whether it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, job, interview. But being too eager can hurt you. Always play hard to get at least a little, right? We put up the ad for two guinea pigs, free. We put it right there in the ad. Maybe that was our mistake, too. We got a response in something like 20 minutes. I forget the number. This is years ago. It's a long time ago, over a decade ago, but it was really fast, weirdly fast. Guy responds right away, oh, yeah, I want them. Are they still available? Oh, okay. Yeah, we were a little young, I guess, still, maybe a little naive. But immediately we email back. So yeah, of course, they're available. They're yours if you want them. Yeah, I do want them. Here's my address. Okay. All right. We take the guinea pigs, cage, all the fixings we had bought. We promised all that in the ad. We throw it in the car and we drive over to an apartment complex that was rough, is the best way I can put it. A little rough. Not the kind of place. I'll put it to you this way. If you're a father listening to me right now with a daughter, maybe you're listening with your daughter. You know we love that here on the Jesse Kelly Show. And you were thinking about renting her an apartment and you drove up to this particular apartment. No matter your financial situation, you would probably move on. Not even sure you would walk into the office and take that meeting. But hey, we weren't there to move in. We were there to drop off a couple guinea pigs. Yeah, it's a little bit of a red flag, but okay. We pull in. We get out of the car with the guinea pigs. We lock the door. We definitely lock the door there, as I'm armed, as always. And we head on upstairs. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was the apartment complexes, and the door's on the outside. It's on the second floor outside. We walk upstairs, and we knock on the door. Dude comes running to the door and opens up the door. And you ever just get a really weird vibe from somebody right away? I know every woman listening to the sound of my voice is nodding her head right now because women have much better intuition. I will always believe God gave them that because they're the smaller, weaker sex. I believe God gave them a better intuition to help protect themselves against creeps and nutballs. But right away, you're looking in the apartment and it doesn't look right. Things seem a bit off. And the guy doesn't look right. He seems a bit off. And he takes the guinea pigs from us, takes them. We have them in the cage and he takes the guinea pigs in and he's thanking us profusely. He's looking down at the guinea pigs and he really, really seems happy that he has some new guinea pigs. And he closes the door. We say goodbye. And the wife is just looking up at me like, what did we just do to our guinea pigs? So, Maybe it all worked out fine in the end. I can't really finish the story because that's the finish of the story. I don't think I want to know the final chapter, how it all ended up for them. But that's my Craigslist story. I'm not sure that I'll be doing something like that again. Let's move on. The FBI, Assistant Director Abate, he wants a new building. Thinks the FBI deserves a new building. Want to give some credit. This is a little long. I'm going to let it play, though. Want to give some credit to Josh Hawley. He doesn't seem to agree. Chris, cut 13. Go.
Fired for the lies to the FISA court for the Carter Page warrant. Who was fired for that? Anybody? Has anybody been held accountable for your institution deliberately lying to a FISA court to get a wiretap on an ongoing presidential campaign?
There is an ongoing disciplinary process with respect to individuals involved in that.
Here's the deal. You're back in front of us asking for the reauthorization of extraordinary authorities. Multiple courts have uncovered extraordinary abuses perpetrated by your agency. You are at the same time concealing information about serious allegations made against the President of the United States, even as your institution also targets his chief political opponent in an unprecedented way. Why would we ever give you the blank check that you want to continue surveilling American citizens in an improper manner? Why would we ever do that?
Senator, we're here to talk about reforms today. I did get confirmation that the query...
No, we're not. We're here to talk about the reauthorization of Section 702. Why would we reauthorize it, given your track record of abuse and illegal improper surveillance and political targeting? Why would we do that?
That is exactly how it should be handled. And it is hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact there are still Republicans so... on the other team, that's what many of them are, or just so naive that they're even considering giving the FBI billions of dollars to build a new facility. The FBI should be being dismantled as we speak, taken apart, defunded. In the very least, look, I want it removed completely from the nation because it's a clear and present danger to the country. In the very least, though, it should be broken up. Should be broken up. No more D.C. field office. No more political stuff. Broken up into a million little mini field offices that really only serve as kind of what it was originally intended to be. Not a law enforcement agency. More a bunch of lawyers and accountants. That's really what the FBI was in the very beginning before it became this monolith. But that there are still people considering this is staggering to me. And that now you know. Now you know why I call it the low-T GOP. Do you want to know why I talk to you about a male vitality stack from Chalk all the time? Do you want to know why I talk to you about that? Because of Cut 14. Chris, play Cut 14. Go.
Republican lawmakers around the country are pushing legislation when it comes to banning books. It could be trans rights. Call it anti-woke or however you want to label it. Is that a good approach, a good strategy? You're a football fan. Is that the way you should approach it?
Yeah, I'm not a culture war guy. I think it's really polarizing. Look, on some of these issues, I'll side, with the anti-woke crowd. But to me, I'm worried about a debt crisis. I'm worried about, the future of our country and China.
I got it. I'm not a culture war guy. These issues are too polarizing. I mean, they're chopping the breasts off of teenage girls, but I don't want to be polarizing, guys. Let's not fight about it. This is why I tell you guys to get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. All natural herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That way you never find yourself in any conversation with anyone saying, culture wars are too polarizing. I certainly don't want to be yelled at or be called a meanie McMean face. Who cares about the kids? Just don't call me mean, guys. CHOQ.com. 35% off subscriptions. We'll call it the Paul Ryan special. Get in on the Paul Ryan special tonight. When you get a subscription to Chalk, your male vitality stack will be 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Don't wait. Before too long, you'll find yourself calling yourself not a culture war guy. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse is how you get that 35% off. Gosh, isn't that so typical for these people? So typical. And so this is not the greatest example of why we are where we are. Because remember this, the real insanity, yes, it's been crazy for a while and things have been building for a long time. But the truth is, all this gender nonsense and mutilating kids, that stuff really only came around, in the last 10 years, didn't it? Well, why? when they were in the final stages of weaponizing themselves, people like Paul Ryan were running the opposition. That's why. Pathetic. All right. You want to talk about some jaw-dropping audio you haven't heard anywhere else? I've got one for you. You ready for this one? Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, Chris, to answer your question, there is a number you can call to play Hall & Oates. I just found out about this. I think it was last week. Someone sent it to me. It's called, I'm not making this up, Call & Oates. And not only do you call the number, I don't know the number. Don't ask me. You can look it up. I'm sure it's on the internet. Not only do you call the number, you call the number and it gives you one of those options. You can press a button to play the song of your choice. Underrated. Oh, Chris, it's the best. Underrated. The wife got so annoyed, though, because I put the phone on speaker and I was just playing Hall & Oates for 10, 20 minutes. She eventually left the room. But either way. All right. You want to hear some audio you haven't heard before? Kind of a stunner? Now, let me set this up really quickly. We've been talking more and more lately about AI, artificial intelligence. Not because I find it to be particularly interesting or not that I really understand it. You know, I'm not a technological guy. But because it is out there and it is catching steam and it is something, I'm also not naive, it is something that is going to be ramping up in our society, not down, up. Whether you understand it and like it or I understand it and like it, none of those things matter at all. Society is going to get more and more automated. Computers that, quote, think are going to become more and more common. It's in missile systems now. They got drones that operate on it. It's coming to a McDonald's near you very shortly. This is wave of the future stuff. There's no denying it. I wish it wasn't so. I don't think it's healthy, but nobody called and asked me. I didn't get a say. You didn't get a say. So it's out there. And I'm fascinated trying to figure out where it's going to go. What are the goods that are going to come? What are the bads? I'm sure there are many. All right, so that's AI. We've been talking about that. And you also, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you also know who Dr. Yuval Noah is. I believe his full name is Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, but we just call him Yuval Noah. I think that's what he goes by mostly. In case you don't know, the World Economic Forum, this massively powerful international organization with huge amounts of influence on the world's elites, politicians, billionaires, you name it. The head of the World Economic Forum is that Bond movie villain, Klaus Schwab, the guy who was born in Germany, 1938, has a very interesting background. The guy who has a bust of Vladimir Lenin sitting behind him on the bookshelf in his office, in case you would like to know what his ultimate motivation is. Okay, so you know about Klaus Schwab, you know about that. And if you've listened to the show, you've heard Dr. Yuval Noah speak before. Whenever he speaks, it's generally something absolutely horrific. He's the one, we've played the audio for you before. Chris, if you wouldn't mind trying to find that really quickly. He's played the audio before about useless eaters, essentially talking about how as we, quote, advance in a society, just to show you how sick these people are, as we advance in a society, as technology improves, then we're going to get to a place as a world where a lot of people are really kind of useless and they really don't serve a purpose whatsoever. And we should just accept the fact that a lot of these people kind of need to die.
In the Industrial Revolution of the 19th century, what humanity basically learned to produce was all kinds of stuff, like textiles and shoes and weapons and vehicles. And this was enough for very few countries that underwent the revolution fast enough to subjugate everybody else. What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves. we are basically learning to produce bodies and minds. Bodies and minds are going to be, I think, the two main products of the next wave of all these changes. And if there is a gap between those that know to produce bodies and minds and those that do not, then this is far greater than anything we saw before in history. And this time, if you're not part of the revolution fast enough, then you probably become extinct. Once you know how to produce bodies and brains and minds, so cheap labor in Africa or South Asia or wherever, it simply counts for nothing. Again, I think that the biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people.
What to do with all these useless people? You heard what he said. You heard the evil. Now, knowing that, I want you to listen to something you haven't heard before. Speaking of AI, Chris, cut 15. This is Dr. Yuval Noah.
It's the first technology ever that can create new ideas. You know, the printing press, radio, television, they broadcast, they spread the ideas created by the human brain, by the human mind. They cannot create a new idea. You know, Gutenberg printed the Bible in the middle of the 15th century. The printing press printed as many copies of the Bible as Gutenberg instructed it, but it did not create a single new page. It had no ideas of its own about the Bible. Is it good? Is it bad? How to interpret this? How to interpret that? AI can create new ideas, can even write a new Bible. We, you know, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims our book, all the other books of the other religions, they humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct.
I want you to understand something. That human being who has you recoiling in horror right now about the new Bible that will be written by AI, that's not just some random fruitcake teaching sociology at Berkeley. That human being has the ear of the most powerful human beings who walk the planet. We really are a people led by evil. And I'll finish up that thought, and then we'll do one more hour, and then we're checking out of here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.